Lesson D. Seeing Things Differently. Page 100. Exercise 1. Reading. The Dress. A lecture for Professor Lin's psychology class.
Do you remember this meme from a few years ago? A young woman posted a picture of this dress online. She said she and her friends couldn't decide on what color it was. The image went viral. Within 10 hours, an online poll had received 1.8 million votes. 72% of people reported that they saw white and gold, and 28% saw black and blue. The question on everyone's mind was, how is that possible? The dress is actually black and blue. But nearly 3 out of 4 people saw the wrong colors. Here's why. Scientists think that our perception of color depends on our perception of lighting. For example, look at figure 2. The squares marked A and B are exactly the same color. But because the B square looks like it's in shadow and is where a lighter square should be, our brain tells us it's a lighter shade. Now, looking at the picture of the dress, we don't know how it is lit. Is it natural light or artificial light? Is it in shadow? Our brains are really good at filling in details we don't know, so we make assumptions about the color of the lighting. People who assume the dress is in shadow or lit by natural light, which has more blue in it, tend to subtract the blue tones in the photo and see the dress as white and gold. People who assume the lighting is artificial, which has more yellow, assume the dress is black and blue. The next question is, why do some people assume the dress is lit by natural light and others assume artificial light? Scientists think it may have to do with when we get up and go to sleep. People who are early risers spend more time in natural daylight and might assume the dress is lit by that same light. People who are night owls and are awake more at night might assume the dress is lit by the artificial light they spend more time in. So the lesson is, whenever you're absolutely sure the way you see things is right, remember that there's a possibility that others have a perfectly good explanation for why they see it differently.